get sorry. Get that.
I'm Anthony W. Manette.
Amen.
And it's always good to be in a Narcotics Anonymous registered convention. I like to take a moment, man, because a lot of times I get so excited about the process known as recovery that I'll forget to thank the God of my understanding for allowing me to even wake up to even see the moment, right? So I like to back up for a second, thank the God of my understanding for allowing me to be here. I also would like to thank Jimmy K. and the rest of the predecessors who, through the God of their understanding, started Narcotics Anonymous in 1953 in the San Fernando Valley section of Los Angeles County, California. Narcotics Anonymous arrived in Washington, D.C. in 1973. I wasn't even getting high. I was 11 years old. Right? But like 5 years later, man, I started on that faithful trip. You know, like some Gilligan's Island type shit, right? You know, y'all remember Gilligan's Island? We got some addicts here still paying their cable bill because they still got it in reruns, right? And I can hear the theme music now. Just set right back in your head, right? Remember that? Yeah, I think my first drug of choice was fantasy. I always wanted to be somebody else. So what I'm going to do, man, there's some people I need to thank, and then I'm going to just jump right into the seventh step. Right? I like to thank, I done thank the first two, the God of my understanding. I done thank Jimmy K. I like to thank, man, this is one of my all-time favorite predecessors. I like to thank Linda D.
Okay.
Seriously. I mean, 21 years ago when I got clean in Narcotics Anonymous in Washington, D.C., she was there. She was already in position. And she continues to say stuff like this, as long as the ties that bind us together. As long as the ties that bind us together, man, are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all to be with. So, you know, she's been real important, man, and I love the fact that her hard-won experience and gave birth, man. Because I don't even know if she know I've been watching her for like my whole recovery. And then on top of that, you know, my wife who's in recovery asked her to be a sponsor. So this is real big for me, right, considering that I haven't been down to Ocean City, Maryland for 5 years. And I'm going to tell you why. It ain't like the convention stopped. It's just that I stopped coming because 5 years ago they didn't offer me a workshop. I mean, the audacity, man, of the Chesapeake and Potomac Regional of Narcotics Anonymous. Man, I'm Anthony W. I'm reading my own press clippings. I'm trapped on the pedestal of who I think I am. You said through the seventh step here. You talking about the shortcomings. But it's hard to talk about the shortcomings, which means you came up short, and a lot of times coming up short against yourself if you don't talk about six to thinking. So let's just say this, man, and I'm going to read it out the flat book, like the two closest steps in the whole 12 step is 6 and 7. Yeah, and if you can count them, most of us can, right? 6 plus 7 equals 13. So when I'm 13 stepping, man, my thinking is out of order along with my behavior. So 5 years ago, man, I came down here with my brand new wife. We've been married 10, but that was the first time I came down with her, and they didn't need me that year. They had enough recovering addicts in here to carry the message, man, that they didn't need me. I'm talking about I even did stuff like sign up on a backup speaker's list. You know, the list downstairs, you sign up to be a backup speaker if nobody don't come. And then, man, I was checking the list every 5 to 6 minutes.
Go on in, baby.
See, I didn't know that it wasn't about me because it's always been about me clean. Let's just talk about when you stop using and then you start using. Let's talk about when you stop doing the work, how you get caught up in pride, ego, and image, man. Man, got a good sponsor. People asking me to sponsor. I'm toting literature, I'm quoting literature, but I ain't practicing the principle, and the disease don't care how informed I am. It really, as a matter of fact, the more informed you are, the more the disease is going to come at you. So, I like to thank Hope to Go Recovering, because it's real important that you thank the taping company, because y'all want a bomb CD. You don't want no breaks in your CD. I mean, it's been 5 years, man. I'm thanking everybody, the Hug Squad. I'm thanking everybody. My man right here, he asked me to come, and thank you, man. Thank you for seeing something in me. Now, you wanted me to come into a room full of the most judgmental people I'm ever going to meet a day in my life, my recovering peers, and talk about my greasy, grimy, low-bottom ass. See, y'all really want me to come in here and get naked while you keep your clothes on and laugh and say, well, Anthony W. said it, Anthony W. said it. But, and I'm going to tell you something. Here go the secret. When I was running around here talking about everybody else, they was getting better. The reason I wasn't getting better, because I wasn't talking about me. So, and definitely I got to thank my lovely wife, Tracy W. So this is what I want to do unbeknownst to her. On a count of three, can the workshop just give her a shout out and say, hey, Tracy W.? No, I said the count of three, at it. So let's go. One, two, three. Yeah, so, you know, I just wanted to give my wife a shout-out. And that shout-out been 5 years in the making, man. And that's real for me. Also, I like to thank Castles in the Sand. This is my first time staying over there with my wife, you know, because she was here last year in reserve. Now, I didn't know until I left D.C. I'm about to give y'all an Ocean City secret. An Ocean City, Maryland secret that the Castles in the Sand is called a trap house. Oh, the trap house. But man, the joint is laid out. It's nice in there. But the history has always been, man, it's got the marathon meetings, you got a lot of newcomers that come in there late, and they sliding them upstairs. So if I'm going to be in the trap house, I need some protection. I'm so happy I'm with my wife. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the NA groupies don't stop coming to conventions. I'm talking about when I'm standing out in the workshop, staying clean in the hallway. Yeah, hey, Happy Kevin, you was in that one. Look, it's a marathon workshop. It ain't on your program, and don't even look for it. But it's going on right now, and it's going to be going the whole convention. And I'm always amazed at the shit that's said and done out there, man, in the staying clean in the hallway workshop. I mean, they ask me spiritual stuff like, is your wife with you? Yeah, I'm telling, man. They know who they are. You know, they give you them greasy hugs. Now, if they doing that to me, I know it's some greasy dudes in there hugging my wife. And it's usually, you're talking about seven-step stuff, it's usually the dude I can't even stand that hugged my wife the longest. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to get back in the workshop before I get it. You know what I mean? I got some other shit going, you know what I mean? So I'm going to lock back in. Okay, the seventh step. We humbly ask them to remove our shortcomings. So I done looked up some words. In order to come to the workshop, you must first do some work before you get to the shop. Right? So it's okay to research some words. Humbly. And this coming from the Cambridge English Dictionary. Humbly. Not proud or arrogant. Modest or low estimate of one's own importance. In 5 years of not coming, y'all didn't stop recovering down here. Right? As a matter of fact, because I wasn't coming, that was one more space that an addict that needed to be in the emergency room had. Yeah, I took myself out the emergency room for the last 5 years. I started self-prescribing my stuff. So y'all do realize that every time you go to an NA meeting, and this is a convention, this is the biggest emergency room in the great state of Maryland this entire weekend. There is no emergency room bigger than this one. So if you go to the emergency room, and Narcotics Anonymous is a form of treatment for me, this is the only place that if the patient don't get no better, it's the patient's fault. So, shortcomings. Coming out the Cambridge English Dictionary. It said, and this is what really blew my mind. It said that in these exact words, man, it almost sounds like I'm making it up, but this is what it said. An example of a shortcoming is when you are a messy and disorganized person. That's what it say, man. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the dictionary, but I pulled it up, right? An imperfection that distracts us from the whole. So now, I'm coming in the parking lot. Check this out. Coming in the parking lot, my wife dropped me off. I run into an addict from the great state of Alabama. He said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to do a workshop. He said, which step? I said, 7-step. Man, he made me go back to his truck and pulled out his basic tax man. I don't know this dude from a can of paint. But I know this dude, man, because he's a recovering addict and he's excited about recovery. And what he told me is, and he read it, and it's in the text. I didn't bring the text. I bought my green and gold shirt. But humility is just as important to a recovering addict as food and water is, man. So when I'm not being humble, it's a possibility I can be humiliated. I felt humiliated because the addict that was in service didn't need me. I had never come to Ocean City. Let me just go all the way in. I had never come to Ocean City without doing a hit. I thought I was a part of the unofficial hit squad. They said, we don't need you this year, but if somebody don't come, we can use you. Man, I spent my whole convention running around trying to speak. You're talking about chasing a feeling. Chasing a feeling. And they didn't need me. What you mean you don't need me? There is no convention if Anthony W. don't share. So that year, my CD didn't go platinum. So, through each of the 12 steps is a separate process. Don't let me go over either, Rick. I don't mind going in. Just don't let me go in. Who keeping the time? Yeah, all right. Because, you know, part of sharing it anywhere is sharing the time. My message is not that big because I'm not the main speaker. I'm in a workshop and you have to share that. And that's real talk, man. Everybody ain't here to see me. I actually want to hear Linda. What you got, 28, 30? 32 years. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Linda. I know you ain't taking no shorts. I'm the apologize. So look, so the flat book says, man, through each of the 12 steps is a separate process unto itself. They all blend together to some degree as their parts interact with one another. Perhaps the finest line between two steps is the one between step 6 and step 7. At first glance, step 7 may seem almost an afterthought to step 6. We spend a great deal of time and effort raising our awareness of our character defects in step 6 and getting to the point where we were entirely ready to have them removed. Now all we gotta do is ask, right? No. We should not be confused with this. Many of us, now here's the piece, man, that I love this piece, because I know this for that DC mob. I love them. I recover with them. I fall short with them. I tell on myself in front of them. It is so easy to go somewhere else and stand in front of people that don't know me and try to impress y'all with who I think I am and my knowledge. But it's something about the people you recover with when you fall short with. It's something about the people that get to see your greasy, grimy ass on a regular basis. Like, I had to tell some addicts earlier today, like, I'm not in recovery every day. As a matter of fact, I'm only clean on days that end in a Y. So it said, this for that DC crew, but anybody can take the hit, but this is definitely for that DC crew. You know the ones that don't speak to me in DC? I'm talking about the ones that don't speak to you in D.C., but then when they get down to Ocean City, which is geographically located in between two major bodies of water, all of a sudden they want to talk to you like they know you, like y'all grew up. Hey, man, good to see you. So then when I get back to D.C., they're going to give me their ass to kiss again, but I'm going to shoot this jump at you real quick. Many of us came to N.A. with a certain street mentality. The only way to get to what we wanted was by approaching it indirectly and manipulating people. We didn't realize that we could be just as forthright and have the same chance, if not better, of fulfilling our needs. We spent many years learning how to blank our facial expression. You know that murder one face? You ever seen the murder one face? You know, joke, here go the murder one. Like they about to be sentenced to murder one. And I'm like, man, if you here, your ass is lost. Everybody sitting in here besides me that's not a failure, please raise your hand. The reality of it is, if you make it here, you have failed. I was a successful failure that made it to Narcotics Anonymous to learn how to succeed clean. But if you make it here, your ass has failed. I failed at using. I'm not willing to fail at recovery. So, we make decisions good and bad. And hope things turn out okay. Right? We feel a real connection with others knowing that we all are subject to the same insecurities and failings. And here's the real piece. If I'm doing the best I can on any given day, so is everybody else, man. You talking about a 7-step. You talking about putting action behind the defect. Now, looking at me, you can't see my defect because it's centered in my thinking. But you can see my behavior, which is the shortcoming. So in layman's terms, right? The tire is flat. That's the defect. Here's the shortcoming. Driving on a flat tire. So I already know like I'm falling short of some areas. And then it was the addict from Birmingham, Alabama, who just met me like a good half an hour ago. He told me, man, I put down the dope and then I picked up some new dope. I said, new dope? He said, yeah, the kind on two legs. So you ain't saying at the trap house, are you? You gonna be at the marathon tonight, right? I'm gonna keep an eye on your ass, man. But I'm honored, man. Look, we no longer mistook kindness for weakness. See, this is a whole new process here. But some days, y'all, let me just tell y'all, even though I'm Anthony W. and I've been in this process 21 years and making meetings still make sense after 21 years because she's still going after 32, I'm still hanging out. I got it right that time. I'm still hanging out with the last person I got high with. That's me. So I'm Anthony Duck. Love recovery, love my wife, love my life, love my job. But I had to name him and claim him. A-Dub don't care nothing about that. Yeah, A-Dub will show up. And I challenge everybody in here to name and claim the last person you got high with, so when they show up, you'll know exactly who you're dealing with. A-Dub don't care about recovery. He don't care about no steps. So when they catch me, check this out. So when newer members catch me, and don't let me start tripping off my clean time versus yours. Yeah, don't let me listen to A-Dub and say, go to the Lord meeting where you got the most time. You said 7-step stuff. You said go somewhere, man, and try to pimp your clean time. You didn't say it, but A-Dub did. You said don't go nowhere, man, and be the big fish in the little pond. And you know how they be stroking your ego by saying, well, Anthony W. said. And then Anthony W. said. Man, Anthony, ooh, that's Anthony W. I will start reading my press clippings, man. I fall short. I need y'all to pull me up, even when I act like I don't want you to. Because I know I'm only as good as y'all are, man. There is no me without the we. If y'all ain't sitting here, I'm in a room with a microphone hearing echoes. So do the work, man. So I'm gonna close with this. I bought my NA logo. My logo ain't been down here in 5 years either. Right? But it's a story behind this. So, when I first saw this logo, it was at a meeting that meets on Wednesday. They had taken it and put it on a back table to meet. So being a good investigative addict that I am, I walked back there and found it. I tried to steal it. I tried to steal an NA logo, man. You can't steal from Narcotics Anonymous, but I tried to steal it. So an addict caught me. He's like, Anthony, you like that? Now, that's what I'm telling because I got caught. I usually tell on me when I get caught. So he caught me. Well, he said, what you doing? I said, well, man, I like that. I said, well, you know, I'm getting ready to go to a convention, and I was going down to Atlanta. I said, I was wondering if I could borrow this, right? He said, well, look. He said, yeah, go ahead, because we really don't have a need for it. All right, cool. So I took it. I put it on the front passenger seat. I was going past the speed limit going to Atlanta. The police didn't stop me. So I was like, man, I'm going to keep putting the logo on the seat. I'm just going to start traveling with the NA logo, right? So the sponsor I had then, he said, man, did you ever take the logo back? And I said, no. He said, you stealing. So reluctantly, man, I went back. And they said, Anthony, we forgot you even had it. We don't even want it. Now, here go the hit. The hit is, this logo was made by a recovering addict that's struggling in this process known as recovery. So, I started getting emotional with this one. I ran into that recovering addict. Or I ran into the suffering addict. Because he's still struggling to become a part of the we. And he said, man, I'm so glad you got that, because I've been watching you. And man, I want to come to believe like you come to believe. So, my job now is to hold this logo and take it to all the conventions, all the speakers down. And I had slacked up on doing that, because I thought it was about me. It ain't never about me, it's always about the weed, right? So, I need to hold it until he come in here and become a part of we. And then I can give it back to him. Now, when you carry the logo, you set yourself up to take some hits. Right? They're going to say a little slick shit to you. Here come the NA police. I don't know about y'all, but did y'all see Pretty Paul last night? He had the sheriff badge on. With the handcuffs. He had the NA handcuffs. So, the NA police, I was out in Baltimore. A treatment center came in and asked me if I was in treatment. I said, nah, you know, I swole up on him. Nah, I ain't in treatment. Why you say that? Oh, because you carrying that. You know, I went up to New Jersey and they said, please don't come in here with the logo. So I hid this shit in my trunk. I bought it with me. I just didn't bring it out. But moving forward, man, I'm just going to get down the Narcotics Anonymous way. You know what I mean? So I asked my wife, could I bring it? And she looked at me funny, but I bought it. You know, cause, you know, I mean, that's my wife, but I got to get there with my logo. This means something to me. You know, so I'm a pass the dice now. That's some shit we say in D.C. when you then talk long enough. And you can always tell when you can talk long enough, because addicts will help you. They'll do shit like this. Right. So when y'all get to stretching and looking at your wives and get to talking to each other and shit, like, you know when it's time. You know when you're running the course. But I am so honored. Man, thank you again, Rick. I'm in here with a predecessor, Linda D. Hey, Linda, I'm just honored to set the table for you. Seriously, I just wanted to set the table. I know you're going to come up here and do a wonderful job. Me and you going to go get our CD, because I'm going to go ahead and get it before you even stop talking, because this is going to sell out, man. You know what I mean? This door right here, we going platinum with this one, all jokes aside. It ain't for life. Thanks for letting me share.